I'm a cashier. I've been cashing for 7 years, and everyone likes me.
Zachary Pacello is 29 years old. He works at the public supermarket in Northport near Tuscaloosa. That's for now, but he has plans.
Go back to New York and work for a publishing agency, because I'm an English major, so usually English majors don't do anything because they're English majors.
But Zachary has more immediate problems. He's autistic and has spina bifida. He uses a cane to get around.
I don't know. We're frustrated.
That's Zachary's father, Mike. He and his wife, young Pacello, sit on the back porch of their home in Northport. Stacked in front of them are printouts from the Affordable Care Act. They're settling on Zachary's coverage.
You can see it for the Blue Saver Bronze plan, he doesn't pay anything per month, but it's $6,300. That's the deductible.
Which he would never be able to come up with.
Yeah, well, because, I mean, with his ongoing, he's still paying off. He's a graduate of the University of Alabama, even with his disabilities.
The Affordable Care Act is supposed to create a marketplace where people can get coverage that, as the name implies, is affordable. Young Pacello says that's not happening in Zachary's case.
He really can't live independently, which means he has to go with the plan with us because they add all our income. And that means deductible $6,350 a year, which he can't pay and neither can we.
Zachary could go on disability, but that means giving up his cashier's job and any hope of that publishing position in New York. The Pacellos have only Zachary's coverage to worry about under the Affordable Care Act. What happens if you have to deal with 18 policies all at once? Volunteer work crews are putting the finishing touches on two homes for Habitat for Humanity in Tuscaloosa. Delivery trucks are bringing sod for the front yards while the tile goes down in the kitchens and shingles go up on the roofs.
It has been an interesting roller coaster ride.
That's Ellen Potts. She's executive director of Tuscaloosa's Habitat for Humanity. And the roller coaster has nothing to do with picking out color schemes.
The problem is we can't get like a booklet, a summary of benefits booklet for our employees. So we really, even though, you know, I guess it went into effect January 1st, we really don't know exactly how it's affected us and our employees yet.
Most of the hammering that goes into a Habitat home is done by volunteers. However, POTS has 18 paid staff members who need health coverage through the Affordable Care Act. When the process started in January, POTS got her first shock. Her younger workers would cost about $450 a month. That's the same price she paid before the act. For older workers were another story.
Some of our older employees who are, you know, 60-ish, were going to cost, say, $850 a month. And you know, in my manager's mind, I thought, wow.
Then Washington flip-flopped and the higher cost for older workers went away. Following our interview, Potts called to say that she finally got the booklet she's been looking for 3 months after the Affordable Care Act went into effect. To hear her talk about the act, you get the impression she'd trade all that paperwork for a hammer and a tool belt if she could. Some people say they've been helped by the act, while others say they're still paying more. Still others are confused and desperate for advice wherever they can get it.
First thing I want to say is the Affordable Health Care Act is not new. The Affordable Health Care Act actually was signed.
Roderick Royal works for the nonprofit group Birmingham Healthcare. He and four of his co-workers are at the Birmingham Public Library branch on Springfield Road, armed with handouts.
The Affordable Care Act is not government insurance.
There are a dozen people at today's meeting. Most are unemployed or have pre-existing conditions. The talk goes on for about 2 hours. Did it help?
Not completely.
That's Christy Belcher. She has a condition that's causing memory problems.
I was having to be a little bit more closer to actually having someone help you, you know, walk through the application, putting in the application and everything. It all seems kind of confusing to me. But, you know.
The search for answers goes from the quiet atmosphere of a library to a spot so loud it would make any librarian blanch. This is the printing plant of the Birmingham News. This newspaper is owned by AL.com, along with the Mobile Press Register and the Huntsville Times. Scott Walker is news director for emerging markets. He says even with all that statewide reach, the Affordable Care Act is a big story to cover.
You know, obviously the end game is information and educating people about their health care choices and options and you know, helping them make the right choices for their situation as best they can.
One solution is collaborating with other news outlets, including Alabama Public Radio. APR will be working alongside reporters at AL.com for a year-long joint project on the Affordable Care Act. You'll hear from your friends and your neighbors as Alabama tries to make the system work. We'll start tomorrow with a story from APR's Ryan Vasquez on people caught in the so-called Medicaid gap. Pat Duggins, APR News, in Tuscaloosa.